Bob Elliott, and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. And the notes of our theme of babies coming home.
Yes, and another week of our program here. We've got some kids to talk to later today. Well, in just a few minutes.
Kids are all in from the Laura Lee Grade School in Anaheim, I think.
Wonderful. And Dean Archer Armstead will be here with the farm thing and some other interesting people. First of all, I think you told me before we went on the air that Arthur Schrank is on the phone.
He will be soon. Shortly. I thought we'd like to mention first, though, or I would anyway, that the calls now have evened up. It's about 50-50 for the Pinochles and 50-50 against them.
Well,
so it's, I assume that this maybe will be the last day we'll hear from them.
Why don't you let them sing something, and that will change the phone call situation.
Yeah, just to keep modern here at the Bob and Ray Show, we've been including a dash of rock and roll the past few nights, featuring that singing group, the Pinochles. Here now, again, to rock along with the Ma 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 Rock.
Go!
Ma 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 Rock.
Well, that's the best audience reaction we've had to them for quite
a
while.
Great. Wonderful little group.
Here now is a call from a disgruntled Arthur Schrank, if I know him.
So, be sure and have your filter ready.
Hello?
Hello? Hey!
Hey, you're coming in clear, Arthur.
I'm in Tokyo!
You got there, huh?
Yeah!
Well, now, did you get
there? What do I do now?
Well, you're supposed to...
I don't talk Japanese! Hello, everybody! Hi, this is Arthur Schrank! You're
supposed to be contacted.
Japanese.
Supposed to be contacted by somebody who'll give you sealed orders to proceed from there.
I haven't seen anybody. I've been walking around, and I only have about $12. Hi, this is Arthur Schrank. What am I going to do?
Well, you better change.
I'm in trouble, to say the least.
Change the $12 for yen, and then you'll be able to get along.
I wish I had a little assistant with me. At least it wouldn't be so lonely.
Well, he's back here, you know.
Oh,
came
lucky
back,
dog.
Happy. He had a song on the show the other day. He's really getting along.
Wait a minute. Some guy's looking at me. Yeah, it must be him. I'll hang up now.
Oh, maybe it's the contact.
Bye, this is Arthur Schrank. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Arthur Schrank, calling from Tokyo, thankfully, has to say that he hasn't received the contact that we were supposed to have made with him over there, telling him what to do from there on.
We've had a lot of requests, Bob, for commercial on the show, mostly from the sales department. And to help answer their request, here's one now.
Hi, partners. I'm going to explain the difference between ordinary stereo phonographs and Columbia Stereo One. Listen to an oil well on ordinary stereo. Now listen to it on Columbia Stereo One. Man, there's a real $1,000-a-day sound. The difference is Columbia's stupendous stereo projection, not just a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. Columbia gives you the real thing, fills every inch of the room with all the sound and feeling of a live performance. And I mean a Texas-sized room. Man, ain't that the prettiest money-making sound? I mean, get down to your Columbia phonograph dealer and ask. Demand to hear Stereo One by Columbia. Why, they start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles. Somebody capped that well. We're losing a fortune.
I've got the portable microphone now, and I'm standing in front of a bench on which are seated four children from the
Laura Lee.
Laura Lee, grade school in Anaheim. And they're here to say some of the cute things.
Hey, who they are. Art Linkletter has refused to talk to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And rather than disappoint them...
They're rejects?
Yeah, they're rejects. So rather than disappoint the kids, we thought we'd put them on this program.
Sure. Well, here's one over here. You're about 7 years old?
Yes.
And how are things at Laura Lee Grade School?
Fine.
Do you have any hobbies or any interesting little stories to tell? What does your daddy do?
He's a surgeon.
A doctor, huh?
No, a surgeon.
Well, that's the same thing.
Did, Bob,
yeah. Let's see if we can get another. How about this little boy? All right, audience. Don't encourage him. This little boy.
Little hams, anyway, audience.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi.
Did you come all the way in from Anaheim today?
Yes, in a station wagon.
In a station wagon.
He drove us.
Wonderful. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Travis.
Do you like her?
Yeah, she's pretty.
What does she teach? All subjects or one in particular?
She teaches all subjects and one in particular.
And what's that?
All subjects.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I say well, cute, Bob.
Oh, they say
precious.
That. Precious. I think one more here would probably be enough. We're going to have to leave one of them out.
Certainly better than no fool. I mean, he knows who to reject, doesn't he?
How about you, little man?
Yes?
Boy, that's a cute suit you're wearing there. Long trousers and everything. Is that your first long trouser suit?
No, I've been wearing them since I was 15.
How old are you now?
31.
Uh-huh. And do you like school?
I like Miss Travis.
Well, you're in Miss Travis's class, too, huh?
You're not Whistling Dixie.
Well, Miss Travis sounds like a very nice lady from what you all say. And I want to thank you all very much.
She's very pretty.
Yes, that's what the other kid said. Thanks very much.
She's
for
pretty small,
to you.
People. She's about 3 feet. That's pretty small. Uh-huh. I think you told me to say
as
a joke.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly have said some nice ones.
Kids will see you, huh? And, Bob, do you have anything nice for them?
No, I don't. I don't have a thing for them.
Gee, that's
I'm going to have to go away empty-handed, I'm afraid.
I don't have a thing I could give them either.
Could give them some of these pistachio nuts that are sitting on the desk.
No, come on. I like them too much. Yeah, I'll give them to kids.
Well, I'm coming back on the stage now.
He's really fooling folks. He didn't even go out. Didn't even go off the stage.
Boy, they are. They are fun to talk with, I'll tell you that.
I love to talk to kids. You know, you never know what they're going to say. That's what really makes you perspire when you're talking to a kid on the air.
Oh, but they say things in such honesty and such, without candor in any way, that...
truly blunt.
Yeah.
You know, they say, if you want the truth, go right to City Hall.
Yeah. Say, look who just came in the door. Dean Archer Armstrong. Didn't really know he was here also. And again, with his theme, Old MacDonald Had a Farm... here is Dean Archer Armstead, head of the Lackawanna, New York Field Station, director of Bob and Ray Agriculture Activities for the Eastern States. Dean, kind of chilly up around Lackawanna these days, hasn't it?
You need the warm gun. You need the warm gun.
Yeah. You need those, boy. See where they had some snow up your way.
Yeah, quite a bit of snow very early this year. Very unusual for November to have...
Have you checked the almanac? 14 inches. Have you checked the almanac to see whether it's going to be a tough winter or not?
I don't think. There's two general on the almanac. They'll say the blustery on the east coast.
Blustery on the east coast.
It's coming, everybody. It's coming far.
Quite a bit of territory there, yes.
Bob, I want to talk briefly to the good listeners today about your winter mulch and your compost pile again. And tulip planting and any perennial bulbs.
Well, of course, the snow would be kind of a hindrance to planting bulbs right now, wouldn't it? That wasn't a joke.
Somebody told me that you fellas are comedians, and so I want to laugh now. I don't want to seem rude and not laugh, but
some of our stuff goes over your head, Dean. about this mulch and about the tulip planting, what's the matter?
Is that a joke?
No, it's a statement of fact.
About mulch, what about it?
Well, what about it? You brought the subject up.
Well, of course, what you want to do is use any deciduous material to come off a tree or old tomato plant, the greens, old plow bark plant.
You're listening to Dean Archer Armstead, ladies and gentlemen, head of the Bob and Ray Agriculture Activities Department.
Hey, who moved that?
I think the page came in. That's too bad. Well, I think you've covered it pretty well, and Drive carefully going back. The roads are slippery or icy in case there's any snow.
Well, I'll tell the old lady that you made me laugh.
All right, Dean. Thank you very much. And our best to her. Dean Archer Armstead, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another celebrity spotlight, our guest, Mrs. Hester Mooseman. Mrs. Mooseman has an unusual claim to fame, and she's here to tell
us. Well, maybe not exactly fame, but what it is, I live next door to the couple next door.
Well, that's one of CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas, isn't it?
That's right, and the Pipers are the very best of friends with Mr. Mooseman and myself. We try to act casual, you know, being so close to famous people like that, but it is mighty exciting, let me tell you.
Could you tell us some intimate little thing, a fancy fan magazine item, kind of, about the couple next door?
Well, I don't think I really should.
Oh, come on, that's what you're here for.
Well, all right, you asked for it. Mr. Piper plays the marimba.
The marimba?
Yes, and he's terrible, and he plays it at all hours, too. We get pretty burned up about that. You should hear what he does to the beloved Indian love call.
Well, thanks very much, Mrs.
And hitting on the keys at 2 o'clock in the morning, yes.
Mrs. Hester Mooseman, next door neighbor.
They were away all summer and was a blessing. They're over in Europe. I wish they'd stayed there.
Yeah. Radio, CBS Radio's Couple Next Door, and our thanks to you for visiting us on Celebrity Spotlight.
Well, I'll try to dig up some more dirt on them and come back in and tell you more.
Good. I think it's nice to learn these things about stars that we're fans of.
Sure. Say, yes, sir, you look like you have something on your mind, something you'd like to tell the great Bob and Ray audience. Would you come up to a microphone?
You looking at me?
No, the one next to you, sir.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Would you come up here, please?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir. I suppose you... Did you have something...
I thought you meant me.
Did you have something you'd like to say to the great Bob?
Yeah, I can stay over at the Bob and Ray Hotel with
you. No, you can't. Not unless you have $10. All right, you, sir.
Yes.
We're through giving those rooms away, you know. What is it you wanted to tell us, sir?
Well, I was going to... I was told by your assistant who interviewed me and...
Oh, you mean the little squirt who works for us?
Yes. Wilbur Conley, I think his name
right.
is.
Right. Yes.
He said he thought I had an unusual service that your fans would like to hear about.
Terrific. I wonder, would you tell our great unseen audience just what it is that that you do? What service you offer?
I offer the service to people who want to come up Broadway in a ticker tape parade. I set the whole thing up so they can do that. I've got two limousines. I've got a couple of shills down in one of the office buildings that throw torn up paper down at them. It makes them feel big.
What do you charge for this service, sir?
Well, $25 for four-waste basket parade.
$25, how many blocks would that cover?
It'll cover about 2.5 blocks.
So, I mean, for a real swinging...
a real swinging thing will run up into the hundreds.
It really would.
With the open top car.
Oh, I see. And
the driver has a uniform on in that case.
Do you furnish a pretty girl to ride beside the fellow waving?
Yes, we can do that. We have the complete, the whole service thing.
Do you have a photographer taking pictures for
you? No. We figure the pictures will come automatically if they see a ticker tape parade.
I see. Sir, I know you're...
I'm hoarse from cheering.
I see. I was just going to remark on your voice. I know you don't want to talk too much longer, and we don't want to listen to you too much longer because of...
How do I get to the Bob and Ray Hotel?
To us that you're phony. What?
How do I get over to the hotel?
Do you have 10 fish to stay there?
Yes, I can pay for it.
Okay, just ask the fellow down the corner. He'll tell you how to get to the great Bob and Ray Hotel. I'm the Moose. Say, we'll have three of your singing favorites in just 10 seconds.
Okay, now as promised, here are three of your singing favorites.
I'm Alan Dale.
And I'm Don Cornell.
I'm Johnny Desmond.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh. And until tomorrow, this is Ray Gould reminding you of the rest of your work.
Bob Elliott, inviting you to hang by your thumb.
This is the Steven... The Steven...